Hi, good evening. Thank you for coming. We're starting 4 minutes early. You may think it's not 4 minutes early, but ever since 1969, when Alan White became president of the school corporation, it became an unwritten school law that at all meetings, formal and informal, 8 o'clock meant 8:15. So as you can see, we're starting 4 minutes early. It's only 7:41. The title of the talk tonight is Human Curiosity, How It Became the Primal Force to Create and Drive the Modern World. And I'd like to start by telling you how I got to this, how I got to the subject, because the way I got to it actually is important to how it developed in my mind. It happened in one of the infamous history seminars that take place in school. And we were talking about the Industrial Revolution, which, as you all know, I'm sure, from your assiduous study of modern history, can be sort of dated to the latter half of the 18th century and thereafter. And as I was talking about it, I began to ponder the question, why did it happen in the late 18th century? Why did it take place then? Why didn't it happen a lot earlier? Because as I thought about it, I realized that all the givens for the Industrial Revolution were in fact in place since ancient times. All the key factors that went into developing the things that we associate with the Industrial Revolution, for example, the theory of mechanical machines was something that was totally elaborated in ancient physics. People knew how to multiply effort. We have a model in an ancient Greek text of a steam turbine engine, which was probably worked. It certainly was a detailed enough model to have worked, and the principles behind it were quite well laid out. We know that there were factories in ancient Rome, at least, and probably elsewhere, where people had a lot of the things we associate with factories, large areas in which things were produced in large numbers by a group of people dedicated to that. So if you look at the list of things that are required to make an Industrial Revolution happen, individually, these things were there all along. And that made me really start to wonder, why did it take till the 18th century for the Industrial Revolution to actually take place? Because clearly, you needed more than technology, which is what the standard explanation is. You needed more than technology, and the question was, what was that more?